An April ritual took place Monday evening in every county of the state. The Conservation Congress held its annual spring meeting. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz explains what it's about and why Conservation Congress advocates think more people should care about the process.
Milwaukee County's Conservation Congress delegates sat on the stage of the Nathan Hale High School Auditorium in West Dallas. About 120 people joined in seats below. The meeting started promptly at 7 p.m., just as prescribed for each county meeting. You felt as though the clock turned back decades. Attendees weren't staring at cell phone or laptop screens. They paged through their official spring hearing catalog. First up was delegate elections, as others' 2 or 3 year terms were ending. Barbara Dahlgren hoped to win a second term.
I really want to keep the public spaces public and keep as much land open to the people as possible. The other thing that I said 2 years ago that I'm still in favor of now is science-based techniques in order to figure out how to manage the land and manage the resources.
Dahlgren won, but only after 2 rounds of voting, after the first ended in a tie. With each vote, residents were directed to write their choice on a specific colored paper. First round was salmon-colored, the second yellow. The slips were hand-counted and will be saved for 1 full year in case anyone wants to make sure votes were properly counted. Part of the agenda goes to DNR business. Conservation Warden Stephen Swartz conducted what's officially called a public hearing. He read 49 proposed rule changes, mostly having to do with fisheries, fewer to do with wildlife, such as raccoon and beaver.
Question one. Do you support a rule change allowing raccoon incidentally taken in beaver sets during the beaver trapping seasons and after the close of the raccoon season to be legally kept?
After each proposal, Swartz paused in case anyone had questions or comments. Matt Schmidt had something to say. He's been a trapper since 1982 and thinks there are way too many raccoons on the landscape.
Right now, the raccoons are running rampant because fur prices are low. There's no control, so there's way too many of them. So let the guys keep them. Otherwise, you're just wasting the resource because wardens, they got time to get there every time you call. You know, you're just throwing in the garbage.
Back to Conservation Congress business now. Milwaukee County Chair Scott Shanicky moved on to citizen resolutions. County by county, people can submit their own proposals. Gloriann Klein wants to ban the use of hound dogs if and when Wisconsin's gray wolf hunt comes back to life. Right now, the wolf is still federally protected.
If the wolves are delisted, that can be interpreted as a successful recovery program. The question is, how do we work on conservation issues? How do we manage the wolves in this day and age with the issues that we have? And hound hunting is not a necessary component of that conservation measure.
While Wauwatosa resident Michael Detloff spoke in support of a citizen resolution to ban the sale of ammunition made of lead.
It should have been done. This should have been banned a long time ago in water systems or for ammunition. I've seen lead poisoning raptors and in waterfowl, and it's a terrible thing, so thank you, I support it.
Ultimately, citizens had 88 items for which to vote yes or no, in addition to citizen resolution raised in their district. The spring meeting process is evolving. This year, for the first time, people could vote online rather than putting pencil to paper. All of the results from each county will be published on the DNR website as soon as they're compiled. The Conservation Congress delegates will gather in Appleton in early May. They'll begin working through all of the resolutions from each county that won enough votes to pass. Ultimately, some of those proposed rules will go before the Natural Resources Board and could be folded into Wisconsin's natural resources policy. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.